The gift was made by the late Virginia B. Toulmin, who passed away in June. It was over 30% more than the Dayton Foundation expected to receive. President of the foundation, Mike Parks, says Virginia Toulmin's gift is also expected to be one of the largest philanthropic gifts nationally this year.
Virginia was the most caring and humble person that you'd ever meet. She cared deeply about the arts. She cared deeply about helping children in need. And ultimately, her gift back to the community, she said, you know, Harry and I enjoyed a wonderful life in Dayton. Dayton was so good to us, and we just want to give back to the community that we've been so fortunate to be a part of.
For nonprofits in the greater Dayton area, it's good news. That means a roughly $1 million increase in money distributed this year and into perpetuity. Park says it's also significant because the money comes in the form of an unrestricted fund so that the foundation can decide to use it where the need is greatest in the community.
It's the ultimate gift of philanthropy. You're saying, I want to just give back.
The first grants will likely be awarded this year. Organizations interested in the funding will still use the existing grant application process. Information is at DaytonFoundation.org. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.